This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Don Davis. Don's had a long career in life sciences, M&A, and a variety of aspects. For example, worked for GE for 17 years. Now is the founder and principal of 5280, a life sciences consulting firm. Don, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me on. I greatly appreciate it. So first of all, I was at GE Healthcare for 17 years, as you said, in a variety of roles, mostly around M&A activities that GE had, typically where companies, that they were trying to integrate were struggling to scale to meet the needs of General Electric and its customers. And so oftentimes I was placed in different roles related to that. And so really focused in on trying to help companies overcome a lot of the initial sort of, I would say, startup kind of mistakes that people make. And then as they start to get bigger, these problems start to get bigger as well. I was recruited away then to go work for Becton Dickinson. I was focused on their organization on the diagnostic side, really leading the global service organization and helping them, again, scale their organization to meet the demands of their customers. So in a lot of ways, this meant things like making sure that we had the right parts in the right place, the right call center, et cetera. And then, what I figured out through all of this activity is that I really liked helping organizations that have a lot of velocity, but they just don't have scale. And so as organizations are dealing with situations like that, that's typically where my current consulting practice focuses on, is really helping organizations overcome, issues with, having just say basic vision or mission in place, or even things like having proper metrics and really ensuring that they have operational excellence.
And take a moment and talk to us about sort of, you're living in the life sciences space, a broad space, but talk to us about a couple trends that you see. What do you see that's interesting? I mean, there's this incredible need for scalability as we move towards vaccines, towards new treatments, towards everything. What are some of the things that you're seeing as some of the big trends?
So I guess I would say two things. So first of all, on the bioprocess side, in terms of scaling a vaccine and things like that, number one, all of us want COVID to be over. Me especially, I hate being cooped up. I hate not going into restaurants and things like that. But at the same time, I guess to put it in perspective, here's kind of how I relate it to a lot of my friends. You wouldn't expect that somebody who's pregnant today that they could have a baby in 1 to 2 months. It's just unheard of. And so now we're taking a process where we're saying, okay, so to scale a vaccine and scale it properly, typically in the world of vaccines, it's 9 or 10 years, right? I mean, it's 9 or 10 years of a process to bring the thing to fruition before finally it's fully released, out into humans. And now all of a sudden we're saying, well, in, 3 to 4 months, we'd like to have one and we'd like to have it in place and have it fully tested and ready to go into humans. I fully do trust the pharma companies that are out there that are doing this, that they're going to put the proper science behind it. But at the same time, my one challenge for anybody that's out in the public sort of eye is, look, it's unheard of that we're going to have something in October. It's unheard of that, we would have all of the testing that is properly needed, in a very short time. And so we just want to make sure that the scientists and that the people that are really responsible for this and responsible for delivering it, have that time and the ability to apply scientific principles to make sure that at the end of the day, whatever we get is safe. Number two, to answer kind of your broader question in terms of, hey, what's new and what's cutting edge in terms of life sciences, there's so many interesting and cool things that are coming. A lot of these things you can look up today. So, one of the things that I would say is next generation sequencing. So with next generation sequencing, a lot of us know this from, places that can sequence your DNA and tell you where your ancestry's from. But let me just kind of apply a little bit of different thinking with related to this. So you could also use that same level of sequencing and try and figure out what cancer drugs potentially could have the biggest impact on the individual that's receiving them. And so pharma companies, along with diagnostic companies, they're working to create these, you know, really great companion diagnostics that would support, at the end of the day, you know, kind of the delivery of the drug, the right drug to the right cancer treatment that needs to happen for a particular patient, which is absolutely fabulous. Kind of on the next, you know, next sort of realm from my perspective, it's artificial intelligence. There are so many things coming out right now. If I were a physician, I don't know how you could possibly keep everything straight in your head. And so I have the ultimate respect for all of our physicians that are out there. So absolutely, you know, fully respect their trade and everything that they've done, you know, with advancing science up to this point. But also, wouldn't it be great to be able to give them the tools and capabilities to really almost have superpowers and know exactly what things to apply to their patients. One of the conversations I had recently was with the CEO of Holomics, who has artificial intelligence technology that is focused on you know, really delivering the right cancer therapy to patients who have ovarian cancer. So they have in their database how many 30,000 treatments or treated patients, and then they use that data to try and figure out exactly which treatment to give to a particular patient. So again, artificial intelligence is right there, you know, I would say right behind next generation sequencing from my perspective. And then third in the list for me, you know, I'd love to see CRISPR come to fruition. For those of you who may not know what CRISPR is, essentially it's editing the gene. And so, you know, if everything plays out in terms of technology in the future, it would be great that if instead of, you know, putting, say, toxic chemicals in you to treat you for cancer, they could just go in and edit the things that are wrong, re-inject you with, you know, appropriate, you know, stem cells, and then have those go back in and retrain the cells as to what they need to deliver back to the patient. So those are kind of the three cutting edge things, at least, you know, at the top of my mind.
No, fantastic. And thank you for sharing this. Talk about, you're also running your own business. And so both big think on life sciences issues and running your own business in the consulting of life sciences. Talk about your top three priorities for your business in the next 6 to 12 months. Where do you see yourself? What do you got to do? What does success look like and so forth?
Thanks, Scott, for the question. The top three things that we'll be working on are that we're going to be taking care of our existing customers and maintaining strategic relationships and ensuring that our existing customer base is successful in implementing and scaling products for their customers. Secondly, we're going to be building additional relationships and taking on additional customers to aid them, not just through the pandemic, but also in helping them scale beyond their current capabilities. And then three, educating people about our 9-stage model for scalability. It's based on 30 years of scaling companies from $10 to $50 million towards handling billion-dollar business segments like GE. And so, so primarily, those will be the three things that we'll be working on.
Well, fantastic. Don, I want to congratulate you on starting your consulting practice. Your consulting business is just fantastic. I love the 5280 reference to elevation. I love the concepts on scaling with velocity. And I hope that they move this vaccine along as quick as they can. I mean, the counter to the 9 to 10 years is they do create a new vaccine for the flu every single year. And I know this is a lot worse than the flu. But let's hope that they get this vaccine done so we can all get back to normalcy as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait either. And, you know, definitely, you know, I think that at the end of the day, there has to be learning that comes out of this for organizations that are trying to just really implement things quickly. And, you know, good learning all the way around in terms of, you know, how to implement processes fast, which is, you know, again, a big part of my focus in general, but also just something that's definitely needed in the public at large.
Well, fantastic. Don, a pleasure visiting with you today. Thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it greatly, and we'll look forward to getting a chance to visit with you again in not too long.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you for having me on.